USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The volcano in Iceland is erupting for the fourth time since December. Iceland officials say the volcano erupted Saturday south of Reykjavik, spewing bright orange lava into the night sky. Officials say lava looks like it's flowing south towards the coastal town of Grindavik, which was once again being evacuated. There's now a state of emergency as a result in Iceland. President Biden urging Congress to pass a foreign aid package that includes funding for both Ukraine and Israel. GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor Thursday, the stakes could not be any higher and the clock is ticking.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine.
So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to bring the Senate bill up for a vote in his chamber, not without concessions from Democrats and the Biden administration on border policy. Officials say a Boeing flight from San Francisco to Oregon was missing an external panel when it landed. Dave Collins has more.
The FAA is investigating United Flight 433 that left San Francisco with 139 passengers on board and landed safely without incident. The external panel was discovered missing during a post-flight inspection, and no debris was found on the runway. United Airlines says the panel was missing from the underside of the Boeing 737 near the landing gear where the wing meets the body.
Lottery jackpots growing. The Mega Millions jackpot approaches $1 billion now. Lottery officials say no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for Tuesday's drawing in the Mega Millions. Meanwhile, no winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, so that jackpot will be worth an estimated $645 million for Monday's drawing. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Sunday is St. Patrick's Day in the U.S. Named for the patron saint of Ireland, March 17th is the day St. Patrick is believed to have died around 490 A.D. For most Americans, St. Patrick is famous for driving the snakes out of Ireland. U.S. cities with large numbers of Irish immigrants will have the biggest celebration Sunday, including Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago. Savannah, Georgia, also known for a big St. Patrick's Day celebration each year. The White House is moving to eradicate junk fees for college students, borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer has more.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
Prosecutor Nathan Wade is announcing his resignation from the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. Following Wade's departure, a Georgia judge has ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis can continue to oversee former President Trump's election interference case. This Easter, consumer spending is expected to surpass $22 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation, reporting 81% of Americans intend to celebrate the holiday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.